Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I would have thought, I was mad about what happened here on Monument Avenue. I do think what Mayor Stoney did was illegal. His own attorney told him before he pulled down the statues here that what he was doing was illegal, and he did it anyway. And he's never been held accountable for that. It's like, they were coming down anyway. The city council eventually voted to do what they needed to do if they wanted to take the statues down, which, you know, I was never going to think was a good idea. But okay, if you do it the right way and you go through the process correctly, don't expect me to sit quietly. I'm going to speak out against it. But you can make the decisions you make, but you can't break the law. I would have thought that with the destruction of Monument Avenue and all the statues that were torn down by the mob, you know, VCU students, Antifa, BLM, you know, a combination of the three, and just total jerks who decided to be lawless, I would have thought that maybe there'd be a pause in the hostility. You know, like that maybe the fever would break. And people would say that wasn't our best hour. We should discuss the Confederacy. We should discuss Robert E. Lee. Maybe actually read a book about him before we offer an opinion, or at least read the Wikipedia listing about him before we offer an opinion. But maybe we shouldn't just be in 2020, 2021, 2022, undoing every commemoration of someone who, like it or not, was one of the most revered people in Virginia, if not in the entire United States, for many, 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 many decades. Century and a half. Maybe we should pause before we do that. That might not be wise. Oh, no. That has not been the attitude. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised that Senator Kaine, the former mayor of Richmond, former lieutenant governor, lived on Confederate Avenue, right? I mean, before that got changed. I was surprised they never dinged him for that. Buying a house on Confederate must not have been too upsetting for Tim Kaine years ago that he and his family bought a house on Confederate Avenue, for God's sake. Now Tim Kaine is joining with a collection of kind of left-wing Democrats to strip Robert E. Lee's name off of his own house at Arlington Cemetery. Does that seem right to you? Anne McLean is the noted historian, art historian, and preservationist who we've spoken with a number of times. And of course, last week when I heard that this was in the works, you're the person I thought of. What, having studied Lee and having studied preservation movements in the United States and around the world, what is your reaction to this push? And good morning to you.
Good morning, John. And again, I just want to say I'm so sorry about your father.
Oh,
we're thinking
you're nice.
Of you.
Thank you.
And you're doing an amazing job considering, you know, the timing of all this. But I just
got to keep working. The fight continues. But thank you, Anne.
Exactly. To your question, I mean, it's really appalling. And you know, we consider ourselves so sophisticated now in 2022. But if one would take the moment to look at the history of Arlington and, you know, it was owned by the Custises. It's actually the first example of Greek Revival architecture in America. And it was sort of a museum to George Washington in a way. George Washington Park Custis intended it, who was actually George Washington's adopted son and his technically his step-grandson. Mm-hmm. They intended it to be a living memorial to George Washington and a place for collections of Washington's artifacts. Mm-hmm. And so it was also, at one point, going to be the site of the White House, the Executive Mansion. Anyway, so it was...
Because it's hard to find a more beautiful spot in Washington. I mean, for people who are trying to visualize this, when you see that photograph of the eternal flame on President Kennedy's tomb, it's that columned house right above it. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful scene.
Beautiful sighting with a lot of land around it. Mm. You know, 1,000 acres. So a lot of that's been taken. So, it was the home of Martha Custis Lee. And in the Civil War, the Northern soldiers moved in and took some of those artifacts. And I just remember reading just a really poignant letter. She was heartbroken by the theft of some of these artifacts of, the founder of our nation, George Washington. And Lee consoled her and said, well, George Washington was so virtuous. If these people stole that, they need it more than we do, because they need to remember the example of George Washington. So, there's just a really fascinating history of the property that I encourage anyone listening to go look into. And
it's preserved now. Exactly as it was in 1861 at the start of the Civil War, when Robert E. Lee resigned his commission. And I'm just puzzled why the push at this moment to try to erase him.
Well, it seems like just the whole thought of a morally, fine human being who understood the Constitution of 1787. That's why that was broken when, Lincoln called up 75,000 troops to fight against secession. And secession was not treason. Everyone was allowed, each state was allowed to secede. We all had seceded from Britain. So that's what, each state had. It was like its own country. So Lee considered Virginia his country. And, invasion, just like we see, Russia invading Ukraine, invading a new territory was wrong. And so many people want to just flatten the whole Civil War to slavery. And, of course, we know slavery is not good. But I think the South, I think a lot of slavery would have been outlawed in the South within 5 or 10 years, but they wanted to do it on their own time. And it's, so we have the push and progress of the Northeast and the pace of things just kind of coming into the agricultural South. So
you're having a conversation about the Civil War that I honestly think most people aren't prepared to engage in, because they have been raised, with a thumbnail. Civil War, I mean, maybe they know 1861 to 1865, but it's a one or two line analysis of the Civil War, and that's it. So the nuance that you're getting into is lost on them. But to the larger point of protecting heritage, and now you're on this board that Governor Youngkin's appointed you to, that's designed to protect heritage. How do you approach this philosophically in your work on that board?
Well, it's the mission of the board is to foster, encourage, and support the stewardship of Virginia's significant historic, architectural, and archaeological and cultural resources. So it's a supportive, it's to steward, it's to preserve and protect, as you said earlier in the show. So I am always interested in the full story, everyone's opinions and side need to be considered, but it needs to be accurate. We can't have, at this moment in history, making things up and just, there's a blurring between marketing and historical history, and that, I think, is a dangerous blurring, and we see that happening in, house museums around, and we need to keep things like any profession. If you're a medical doctor, you want to go to the hospital as a patient, you want your doctor to measure to analyze rationally the size of a tumor or whatever your condition might be. We have to have truth involved in all professions. So
And that's part of the problem here, isn't it, is that they're excluding some of this. I mean, all right, so let's say you go to Arlington National Cemetery. You visit the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You visit John Kennedy's, President Kennedy's tomb. And then you go up to this amazing house. What is the plan? Just to completely exclude the fact that that it was Robert E. Lee's house and erase that? Or is this, I mean, would Senator Kaine, if he was on the air with me, say, look, John, I just don't, it's called the Robert E. Lee Memorial, and I don't think we need to memorialize Robert E. Lee because, quote unquote, he was a traitor. I mean, is that the argument that we're having here?
I suppose so, and I guess maybe you should call Senator Kaine and ask him what
we are
thinking. it was the Custis Lee Mansion in 1855. There was a joint resolution, Public Law 84-107, that made this, you know, kind of was a correction to the early, after the Civil War, they ended up not allowing any furniture after 1830 to be put in there. It was very, you know, General Meigs was very vindictive almost. He lost his son in the war, and he had the cemetery put really close to the house so that no one could ever occupy it again.
To make a point.
Yeah,
that's what I was always taught. I assume that was accurate, not just a Southern story, but a true story. It looked like that when I went to go visit the place.
Right.
Well, it's important to engage in the conversation, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I am about to run out of time. I have to ask you, if you don't mind, and we're friends, so it's a little awkward for me to bring this up, but there was a story in the Washington Post about your appointment by Governor Youngkin to this board, and it's just weird to me that I take the article as an attack on you, that you're some sort of, like, you're walking around in a General Lee outfit with a Confederate flag and almost portraying you as a crazy. And my experience with you is that you're one of the most thoughtful people about history that I've encountered in my adult life outside of the old academic world. And I wonder what your reaction is to this attention that you're getting. And I assume it doesn't change your commitment to your service to Virginia and hopefully objectively analyzing our history and how we explain it to people today. But what was your reaction to that this week?
Oh, I'm okay with it. It is fine. I believe forgiveness is a really important thing, and people seem to only know sometimes partially. And so I try to come to it with a generosity of spirit. And I worked at the Washington Post. I was in the research library.
Did you?
So I did.
Wonder if they know that.
For 4 years. I don't know if they know that. I did. I was at a family reunion. I wasn't able to speak with the reporter. But I did write him back and told him I was happy to speak with him. And, you know, I am excited to be appointed by the governor. And I appreciate the leadership of Governor Youngkin so much. And, you know, I think about him even more today because of, you know, the hard work he and Suzanne are doing throughout the state and, you know, going out to Buchanan County. And, you know, he's working tirelessly for us. And I am just very honored to learn all I can and stand up for both sides of the story and all perspectives.
Well, and I hope you are the kind of person who can break the fever, as I've been putting it, break this very belligerent, nasty attitude of attacking people who are dead and taking revenge on them. I think you've got the right spirit and the intellectual background to hold your ground in an argument, and I wish you well on that. And thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.
Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.